Well, I think it's become abundantly clear to any person who's watched news media, followed what's going on in Springfield, that even if something happens, even if miraculously a budget passes tomorrow, it isn't going to be what it used to be. We're already hearing 10-20% cuts. Certain grants that we've relied on in the past are going away, and they're probably never going to come back. Fortunately, we made the decision a couple of years ago to adjust our spending to match our income, basically, absent state support or with very little state support. So consequently, we've righted the ship. We can survive on very little from the state, which is a great thing. There's many colleges and universities across the state that aren't able to do that for a number of different reasons. However, we're in a good spot, and today it's time for us to invest in this community and in this college. And what I mean by that is we have a number of programs, mostly on the technical side, a lot in health professions, that have huge potential for growth. We could be regional, multi-state, and perhaps even national leaders in certain areas. So what I've been talking about with our administrative team and the faculty is making some strategic investments in terms of faculty, staff, equipment, and perhaps even space to support significant growth in those programs. We're talking about doubling or tripling the size of a handful of programs and measuring our progress.
What are some of the programs specifically that you're really looking at investing in right
sure.
now?
Sure. We have a great precision ag program that's been funded by the National Science Foundation, which is somewhat unusual for a community college. Precision ag is not popular in Illinois. You would think in an ag state that that would be, but our version of it, which is obviously GPS-based precision, expensive equipment, lots of computer-based instruction, we can be a leader in that. We can be a multi-state leader in that. That was one area. Pretty much everything in health professions. If you look at the number one employer in Champaign County in this region, who is it? It's healthcare. It seems to me that the college that provides the technician level professional services for healthcare ought to be producing the most amount of healthcare graduates that we possibly can.
I'm just curious in terms of overall enrollment right now. Where is Parkland at this point? Where would you like to be, you know, as this strategy really moves forward?
Sure. Well, we're in a trough right now. We're in a trough nationally. Certainly in Illinois, we've seen declines in our enrollment year after year to the tune of 5 to 8% per year for about 6 years now, which is extraordinarily troubling. So you take the budget situation with a decline in the number of students who are choosing to come to college or a university, actually. It's troubling. I'm hopeful. More hopeful about than I am about the budget, that we're going to reverse our enrollment trend here very, very soon. We're already seeing some positive signs. And generally, a lack of enrollment at the community college in particular indicates that the economy is doing well. So it's hard to be negative about, you know, the economy doing well and people working.
Mentioning, you know, that enrollment is down and state funding has dropped as well. Where are you finding the funds to make these investments?
Yeah, unfortunately, it's come from making the college smaller in a number of ways. For the last 10 years or so, we've been slowly reducing operational budgets, everything from paper to paper towels in the bathrooms to only mowing certain areas on, you know, certain parts of the week. All that easy stuff has been done. We did that first and a long time ago. Unfortunately, we had to not replace positions. We have about 75 faculty, staff, and administrative positions that are people have retired out of or moved on to a different career, and we have not refilled those positions. As an example, our administrative team in 2015, when last year we had a budget, we had 42 administrators. Today, we have 28. That's where the pain has come. Mm-hmm. We're a much smaller institution. People are working much harder. Fortunately, the student population, or unfortunately, depending on your way to look at it, the student population is smaller, so we're able to deal with it a little bit better.
Yeah, one of the things that's being discussed as part of budget negotiations is a property tax freeze. There's been different discussions about the length of time, 2 years, 4 years, et cetera. If that should come to pass in any budget deal, how would that affect the college?
Well, it depends on what time frame you think about. So if you go back 10 to 15 years, we were seeing in Champaign, which is the largest portion of our district, somewhere around 5 to 7% growth in EAV year after year. And that was a fairly significant amount of money that would come into Parkland College with us doing nothing, leaving the tax rate exactly as it was. It basically funded salary increases and, you know, cost of doing business from 1 year to the next. The last 5 or 6 years, that EAV growth has been basically flat. So it's almost like we already have a property tax freeze. Going forward, it depends on what happens with the economy. If, you know, this last year we saw 2.5, almost 3% EAV growth. If we lost that, it would hurt, most definitely. So I can't say that I'm in favor of a property tax freeze of any length of time for Parkland College. So property tax represents probably about 40% of our total budget, our total income at Parkland College. The tax rate hasn't changed appreciably in the last 5 years. So we haven't raised taxes, natural growth, a quarter of a penny, perhaps at the most. What it would do is limit future growth. If we're able to capitalize on the plans that we have in place to grow these programs, the revenues wouldn't match, at least from the property tax side, the speed at which the college grows.
Sure.
And that's a limiting factor, obviously.
Yeah, yeah. You know, you mentioned wanting to make, you know, investments in certain areas of the college. At this point in time, are you looking at any further cuts to other areas of the college?
Right. Hopefully, we're done with the cutting part. We're down so many people. Like I said, 75 positions are absent from the institution that to cut further in general probably is going to do more damage than it would help at this point. We're a service-based institution. Just about everything we do is dealing with people. And when you don't have enough employees to deal with the volume of people that come through the door, the community starts to lose faith. Lines get longer, the complaints grow, and that's not where Parkland College wants to be. It's not where we will be.